Yeah, well, it's a big loss for those who needed it. It wasn't widely used, I don't think, Ryan, but it was very important for the people that did need it, especially elderly people and disabled people. And I've had a few of those people in touch with me over the last few weeks, you know. So, but I suppose, Ryan, now that the private bus service in Letterkenny has been discontinued, we need to impress on the department and the MTA the importance of getting a comprehensive bus service for Letterkenny Town. And, you know, the town isn't ready already in line for a new service following an MTA consultation carried out in 2024, which has established the need for an updated service, which was scheduled to be in place at the end of 2025. Now, obviously, that proposed date didn't happen, and there's now a renewed urgency to it as the private service has been ceased. You know, I know that the MTA are working with the council on getting infrastructure in place for a new service, and that's a big job of work on its own, because it's, you know, it's up to 60 bus stops and so on. I think, Ryan, the most recent service by the MTA in the town is the town service in Mullingar, and it's a perfect comparison with Letterkenny, because the populations are pretty much identical. And you know, that service has three buses running from early in the morning, from 6:20 a.m. I think it is, until almost midnight every night, 7 days a week. And with very, you know, distinctive, easily recognised buses and bus stops. And we need a similar service in Letterkenny. And I know that is planned, and that's in the pipeline. But we need now to get a timeline for it, for its introduction, and get it prioritised. And we should talk to the NTA and possibly, you know, look at, well, at the possibility of putting a temporary service in place to replace the discontinued service in the interim.
And you mentioned there about trying to impress on them that the service is needed. Will you be pointing to Mullingar as sort of like a blueprint of this is how this should happen, and help them sort of work that along so a timeline can be put in place for it?
Yeah, well, I think we are pretty much next in line anyway, Ryan. But, you know, Mullingar is a good example. But there's other, you know, Sligo has a similar service, Kilkenny, Athlone. Really all the big towns, and, you know, as far as I'm aware, Letterkenny and Ennis are the next two in line, but I would just like to, you know, get it across to the department and to the NTA that this is urgent now for Letterkenny, because we have no service at the moment. So that's really the point of the motion to tomorrow's meeting, Ryan, and I'm hoping that we can push this on and get a timeline on it, and let people know when exactly they are going to have a new comprehensive service for the town.